Offering a mixed bag of a report, Greater Sudbury Police Service reported this week that overall criminal offenses were down 3.4% last year, but violent crime jumped by 12.6%. Sexual assaults, however, jumped by more than 25%. Chief Paul Peterson walked the police board through these latest statistics during Wednesday's meeting, which highlighted changes between 2020 and 2021 crime statistic totals. Total calls for service were down slightly year over year, from 58,815 to 57,874, of which approximately 17% were criminal in nature. The 9,675 criminal offenses reported last year marks Greater Sudbury's lowest figure since 9,410 cases were reported in 2017. Of last year's criminal offenses, 2,721 were considered violent, which was a 12.6% increase compared to 2020. Notable within last year's violent offenses statistics are: sexual assaults were up 25.1%, other sexual offenses were up by 7.7%, robberies increased by 15.9%, criminal harassment increased by 37.6%. There's no cut and dried explanation for these numbers, Peterson told the board, offering a number of possible explanations for the spike in sexual assaults and offenses. Part of it has to do with a coding change police made in reaction to public criticism of police across the country in recent years, he said. It was revealed police had classified 1 in 5 sexual assault cases as unfounded. While unsubstantiated refers to failure to prove a sexual assault has occurred, the term unfounded implies the report is a lie. We're no longer putting that code classification in there, and they're staying in as reported sexual assaults, Peterson said. Moreover, awareness campaigns, hashtag MeToo movements, online reporting are seeing more crimes being reported to us, Peterson said, later adding this is at least partly because more of it is also taking place. There were 244 sexual assaults reported in 2021, of which 106 are classified as cleared, which refers to cases where charges were laid. This clearance rate of 43.3% is on par with the city's overall clearance rate for offenses, which was 41.3% last year. The discrepancy between reported and cleared cases is often due to the approach the victim chooses to take things, according to emailed correspondence with Criminal Investigations Division Sexual Assault Coordinator D, CST. Stephanie Duchesne and Project Champion Coordinator Julia Kinna, who noted they take a victim-centered approach. The survivor has a choice in the investigation on how the investigation is concluded, they wrote in relation to sexual assaults in specific. In some cases, such as when the victim is a minor and the offender is an adult and person of authority, charges are laid automatically. Further, there are still cases that may remain open for some time as sexual assault investigations are complex and may have various aspects that require a lengthy investigation, such as historical sexual assaults. The cases that remain open and still under investigation will also reflect in the not cleared category. They added that Greater Sudbury Police Service want to establish that survivors have options when they report their sexual assaults to police. We are seeing an increase in individuals who report to police and choose not to pursue charges. We respect survivors' wishes and make it clear that these reports will be on file with us in the event they do wish to pursue a full investigation with charges. There were 95 robberies reported last year, of which 59 were cleared, and 1,402 assaults, of which 1,019 were cleared. Criminal harassment has been another unique upward trend in recent months, Peterson said, of which 296 were cleared of the 399 reported, a 37.6% jump in total cases from 2020. COVID has brought the conflict between people out a lot, he said. People have been isolated, and it certainly feels to us that there's more aggression out there that we experienced during the pandemic that wasn't necessarily there before. Other notable crime statistics from 2021 include: property offenses were down 8.2%, frauds were down 19.7%, break and enters to residences were down 18%, possibly due to more people working from home, mischief was up by 15.6%. Possibly due to an increase in vehicle windows being smashed during thefts as reported recently in response to what was described as a shocking 34 impaired driving cases investigated in May. Impaired driving offenses increased dramatically last year to 329 cases. This is a 67% increase from 2020 and 57% greater than the 10-year average of 210. Baked into this figure were 171 alcohol-impaired driving offenses and 158 drug-impaired driving offenses. While the alcohol-related cases represent a 3.6% increase from 2020, drug-impaired cases increased by 379% from the previous year. It just has been disappointing to see that impaired driving continues in our community and continues to grow, Peterson said. While various substances can come into play, the majority of those who drive while impaired by drugs are under the influence of opioids. In Peterson's presentation, he also noted a decrease in COVID-related lockdowns meant people were traveling more and there was an increased use of mandatory roadside screening and drug recognition expert training. There are certain steps the average citizen can take to help prevent themselves from becoming the victim of a crime, Peterson said while capping off his presentation. The days where we used to be able to leave doors unlocked, where we weren't too worried about whether or not we had the grass cut while we were away, the days where we could leave our car doors unlocked or even cars running while we go in and pick up pizza are gone, he said. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.